It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack, and health expert, Lisa Davis.
Recently on another episode, the term microneedling came up, and Lisa and I both have looked into this, both have questions about it, and wanted to bring on someone that could help answer some of our questions. So I'm excited to have back Maricel Salazar, and she's a New York City-based lifestyle writer and photographer. She contributes to various publications like Pure Wow, Martha Stewart Living, Tasting Table, NYC Go, and I just want to get right to it. So Maricel, thank you for joining us, because we have a ton of questions for you.
Oh man, I'm really excited to talk about this procedure that's really been splashed all over Instagram and social media. And you might actually know it as a vampire facial, which we'll definitely talk about what makes it so eerie sounding. But microneedling, it's also under the name of collagen induction therapy or dermapen microneedling. What's really neat about it, it uses a mechanized device called a dermapen, and it makes thousands of minuscule needle punctures in the outermost layers of your skin. And the way that it actually works is a wound healing response. It generates collagen.
Okay, so this is the device that we've seen. It has a little handle. It's round and got a bunch of little needles on it, right? So as you roll it across your skin, it just sits there and pokes at the skin. Okay, so we've all probably seen it in magazines or on the TV shopping or in stores or wherever we've seen it. So keep going. What's the biggest benefit? You just talked about how it will help us boost collagen.
Yes, yeah, which is, you know, the holy grail of skincare. And what really, when collagen comes to the surface as a response from this wound healing, it helps acne scars, hyperpigmentation, wrinkles, and it gives you a youthful glow. And I was able to try it firsthand in an office session here in New York City with Dr. Laura Deskan. She is an Upper East Side board-certified plastic and reconstructive surgeon. And what's really neat about Dr. Deskan, she's the doctor to Kim Kardashian, who got her vampire facial done and put it on Instagram. And what was really neat is I got to use my own blood in this microneedling session.
Okay, you used your own blood?
Yeah, so do they draw the blood ahead of time?
Yeah, tell me how that works.
Put it back into the device, or how does this part work?
So the vampire facial where you use your own blood, it's actually PRP, or platelet-rich plasma. So what's neat about PRP, you draw your blood, they use a centrifuge to separate the red cells from the white cells. And in truth, one, they actually use the white cells, and those are the ones that have the benefit of the growth factors that ramp up stem cell production in the microneedling treatment. And that post-redness that you experience from a lot of in-office treatments, this allows for faster recovery, so you're not walking out looking like you got a skin burn, but from the get-go, you're glowing. So the esthetician, or in this case, Dr. Deskan, she'll place the PRP, which looks kind of gooey and white, all over your skin before the microneedling with the dermapen. Then she's going to take a pass with the dermapen, and that's going to put thousands of microneedle punctures in the skin. And then you're on your way, and it takes about maybe 40 minutes flat, but it's something that you could do, let's say, in an afternoon, and depending on your redness, you'll be back at work the next day.
Okay, when I think of microneedling, I had not heard of this PRP part of it before, so you've totally blown me away with it. I'm familiar with the microneedling that I can even get a device and take it home, so two different animals here.
Yeah.
And so the one that doctor do, exactly. I see that and see the benefit. Is there then a benefit of having the device at home as well?
So true microneedling can only be done in an office with an esthetician, a certified plastic surgeon, or a certified dermatologist. So the most benefit that you will see is from an in-office procedure with a dermapen. Typically, there's an improvement in your complexion from an in-office session 6 to 8 weeks from the session itself. But if you're not quite ready for an office visit, or you know, you're just dipping your toe into the water, an at-home roller is amazing. And I actually use the micro roller from esthetician Carrie Benjamin, and she is the founder of a wonderful line called Stacked Skincare. So there's a couple little differences between a microdermapen and a microneedler that you use at home. And the biggest one is actually the needle size. So a microneedle you use at home is about 2 millimeters versus a longer needle that can really only be done safely and hygienically in an office with an esthetician, a dermatologist, or a board-certified plastic surgeon.
All right, so Marisol, can you get microneedling done in the dermatologist's office or the other places that you mentioned without doing the blood part as well, or is it usually go together for a better result?
Well, if you add the PRP, the plasma-rich platelet, it definitely enhances the entire procedure. But you can also get it done without having to draw your blood, and you'll still see wonderful results. There will still be lifts and dark spots, a correction of smooth uneven texture, you know, blurring of fine lines. And what's really important is that glow, that increased hydration. But if you use a microneedler at home, which is a roller that actually David talked about earlier on in the segment, you'll still see some results, just not as tremendous as the in-office session. But like I said, you know, if you don't have, let's say, $1,500 to shell out for an in-office session, a microneedler at home will only set you back about $30, and it'll get you prepared for hopefully someday that in-office session.
So you would say 6 to 8 weeks. Oh, sorry, David. I just wanted to say, so it's 6 to 8 weeks until you see the results. So if you have some big thing coming up, you want to think in advance then.
Yeah, you want to think in advance. And the reason that the results don't appear 6 to 8 weeks is because your skin is waiting for that collagen to come to the surface. Because the microneedling punctures from a dermapen in an office session actually penetrate much more deeply than an at-home roller, your skin needs that turnover time in order for that new collagen and those skin cells to come to the surface. So this is not a quick wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, but rather a longer-term solution.
Interesting. Now, I'm cheap, so I have to admit, I would try the microneedling at home. And well, it's true. And if I see results from it, then I think I would work my way up to the doctor visit. I don't think I'd start there, and that's just me personally. But, okay, with the microneedling at home, I've seen it advertised where it'll also help the absorption of serums and creams. Do you think that has a benefit as well or no?
Totally, absolutely. And when you pair a microneedler at home with the right corrective serum, you can see over a long period of time increased results. And so basically what an at-home microneedler will do is enhance the performance of your existing skincare products. It's not going to replace or necessarily match the results of an in-office session, but it will definitely enhance the performance of your serum.
If I started seeing a difference, if I started seeing a difference, I would then up it to the next level.
Yeah, I really want to do
Absolutely.
It. I got to start saving my pennies.
And you will, from an at-home microneedler, see some results within about a week, because it helps enhance that, you know, serum penetration. But, you know, we definitely have to make a note that you can safely use a 0.2 millimeter at home daily and get great results pain-free. Anything larger or thicker than 0.2 millimeters, and you're probably asking for trouble.
Okay, I'm not only cheap, but I don't like pain. So we're going to start off small and try it out. Maybe I'll get it and try it, and we'll post pictures on the website soon. Marisol, there's so much more I want to talk to you about, but we're running out of time. So thank you for joining us. We'll have you back soon. Lisa, I want to thank you for being here. And I'm David Pollack.
Great to be back.
And my co-host, Lisa Davis. And remember, if you have a question about beauty, do what the big brands do. Just ask David.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit GabRadioNetwork.com.